Half past noon here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's World News. Our top story for this half hour, Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah says one of its military commanders has been assassinated. Hassan al-Laqis was assassinated outside his home in Al-Hadath neighborhood, southwest of the Lebanese capital, overnight. Hezbollah has not released more details about the assassination, but Lebanese security officials say al-Laqis was shot inside his car. He was rushed to hospital, but succumbed to his injuries. Hezbollah says al-Laqis had survived previous attempts on his life. The group accuses Israel of carrying out the assassination. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has rejected the accusation. al-Laqis' funeral will be held later Wednesday. Beirut-based political analyst Ebrahim Moussaoui talked to us about the Hezbollah commander's assassination.
The statement of Hezbollah has been very clear in directing the accusation to the Israeli enemy. This is one of the leaders of the Islamic resistance who has been followed by the Israelis long time ago. You're talking about a very important senior cadre in the military level that the Israelis chased all of his life. They wanted to get rid of him. And he has survived so many attempts on his life before. We know very well that the Israelis hasn't settled their account with the resistance. They have been bitterly defeated by commanders like Hassan al-Laqis and his brothers. So it is very normal, very natural that he was always followed up in order to be killed and assassinated.